Warning, the following program may contain gratuitous amounts of Christmas. Ask your... Actually, no. You know what? You guys have had, like, what, 11, 12 episodes now to go visit the doctor and make sure this is right for you? You know what? And even if you didn't, if you have to go to the doctor to make sure Christmas is right for you, or just, you know, the cheerfulness and stuff, and you are clearly a zombie Nazi robot.
His name was Rico, he wore a diamond. He was escorted to his chair. He saw Lola dancing there, and when she finished, he called her over. But Rico went a bit too far. Tony sailed across the bar, and then the punches flew, and chairs were smashed in two. There was blood and a single gunshot, but just who shot who at the Copa? Copacabana. The hottest spot north of Havana.
Here
at the Copa, Copacabana. Music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa. She lost her love. Her name is Lola, she was a showgirl. But that was 30 years ago, when they used to have a show. Now it's a disco, but not for Lola. Still in the dress she used to wear, faded feathers in her hair. She sits there so refined, and drinks herself half blind. She lost her youth and she lost her Tony. Now she's lost her mind at the Copa, Copacabana.
Justin, if you didn't see the Facebook post, I really hope you were listening, because I did that for you. And as you can guess by my show of cheerfulness, that's right, it's time for the one, the only, Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour, here on radio.dominican.edu. And as you can tell, by at least what the beginning of the song is, it is not only our last show of the year, but the Novelty Hour's Christmas special. Starring, of course, the one and only Dr. Novella, here to provide you with the best in novelty music and news. So, yeah, Christmas! It's not exactly here yet, but I'm not actually going to be here in the station for when it comes. So, naturally, we're going to have a wonderful Christmassy-related time with the best of novelty music about Christmas. And funny enough, yeah, this is actually a lot harder than it looks. You know, because I'm not sure what it is about Christmas, but like some of the best novelty songs are from this. You know, just I don't know what it is about this holiday, but it just attracts so many great songs. You know, like the biggest decision for me was for which Weird Al novelties Christmas song to use. You know, it's just one of those things. But enough about that, my ramblings. Let's move on to our first song. So, funny enough, for my first song, I actually had a little bit of difficulty finding stuff about it. So it was a parody done by an American comedian known by what we call the Kip Adulta. Parody of a famous 1952, the Christmas novelty song. And it just kind of shows you know, how something just kind of fall under the radar. Like, you know, you think you may have heard of something, but then you go on, like, Wikipedia or something, and, you know, there's nothing on it. You know, there's no article. There's an article for the song it's parodying, not the parody itself, just the guy who wrote it. So, you know, an interesting tidbit of information right there. So I'm not going to waste your time trying to muddle around the fact that I couldn't find a bunch of stuff about it. Here it is, everyone's favorite instance of why it's always good to knock as a child before sneaking down for Santa Claus. Kip Apolta's, I Saw Daddy Kissing Santa Claus.
I saw Daddy kissing Santa Claus underneath a mistletoe last night. He didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. He thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw Daddy tickle Santa Claus underneath his beard so snowy white. There must be some mistake. Was I really awake? I rubbed my eyes and moved in close, a better look to take. Then I Then I saw Daddy hugging Santa Claus. He took his hand and pulled him to the couch. It must have been just fine. Santa didn't seem to mind. Then Daddy moved across the room to pour them both some wine. Then I saw Daddy fondle Santa Claus, and on his ear he nibbled now and then. I crawled across the floor. I hid behind the door. I left it open just a crack so I could watch some more. Then I
Hope you all enjoyed that. I certainly did. And now, it's time for us to move to our first piece of novelty news, where I find articles from around the world to help show you just how silly the world can be. So, our first story takes place in Tokyo, Japan, where a jewelry store is offering a very special tree. And the one that would only cost you $4.2 million. So how do you say, could it possibly cost this much? Well, see, the tree is made from 88 pounds of pure gold and stands at nearly 8 feet. It's also covered with Disney characters. So, you know, let's just get this out of the way now. Raptor, Jesus Christ, that's kind of excessive, don't you think? I mean, like, that's just a bit out there. It's like, honey, you need to go get a tree. And the guy's like, okay, fine. I'll go get you a tree. I'll get you the most darnest, bestest tree ever. And then he comes home and it's this, like, 88-pound pure gold monstrosity. And it's like, that's not a tree, honey! That's an overly expensive piece of gold and Disney advertising! And it's like, well, excuse me, princess. You asked for a tree. I gave you a tree. We gotta use it now. This thing was, like, $4.2 million. This thing isn't expensive. Oh, by the way, though, we're going to have to be sleeping in tents for the next few years or so while I build up the debt from trying to buy that. Merry Christmas. So, for any of you who happen to be listening for the first time, if so, I apologize for the doctor thing earlier. I should have assumed that, but, you know, we all make mistakes. It is the time of forgiveness, after all. But the rumors are indeed true. I have a Facebook page. You can find it. Just go to Facebook. Search for Dr. Novella. N-O-V-E-L-L-A. Excuse me. There you can like the page. Talk about what you like, what you don't like. Anything you might think is funny we should do. I sometimes like to post funny things on there, or just announcements in general about the show. And most importantly, before each break, I ask a question, generally based off the article I just read, and you guys answer it during the break. And if I like what you gotta say, I'll read it off live on the show. It's like being famous, but not. So, what I want to know is, in American dollars, this tree thing cost $4.2 million. So if you had $4.2 million to make just like the hugest out there tree you could think of, what would it be? And with that, we will be right back here on Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour Christmas Special. Here on radio.dominican.edu. If I look
down with myself. So let's sink another drink, cause it'll give me time to think. If I had a chance, I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'll be dancing on with myself. I'm dancing on with myself. I'm dancing on with myself. When there's nothing to lose, so there's nothing to prove. When I'm dancing on with myself. Another drink, cause it'll give me time to think. If I had the chance, I'd ask a woman to dance, and I'll be dancing on with myself. I'm dancing on with myself.
Welcome back to Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour Christmas Special. I'm, of course, your host, Dr. Novella. So, we got some responses to my questions. So, if any of you viewers don't recall, I asked that if you had $4.2 million, the amount that this tree, the jeweler making in Japan that I had talked about, if you had that kind of money, what would you what would you do with the tree? Like, what kind of tree would you make with it? So, we got a few answers here. We have Eric, who may or may not be my dear sweet father, who said that with $4.2 million, he would just decorate an island with lights. Like all the trees. All of them. Now, this is actually not that bad an idea. Yeah, that just kind of makes you know, like, you know, why just spend it all at one tree? You know, you got all this money. It's Christmas. We got to get all the trees all bright and awesome and stuff. Though if I had to add your idea, I'd say make sure they have some Star Wars ornaments on them. And finally, we have Garrett Rednaus, who said he would spend $4 billion of the money to create a pure Christmas material and the remaining money to fashion it into a tree. And he would then send into the atmosphere so it can be seen by all for the rest of ever. Well, okay. I'll give you points for creativity. And you know, admittedly, a tree made out of pure Christmas would be awesome. However, there's a flaw in your logic. In the article, I said it was 4.2 million, and you claim it's 4 billion. So you would not have enough money under my rules to create this pure Christmas into a tree. You're going to have to do a little more funding for that. But you know what? Just keep working on it. We got something good here. Worst comes to worst, just fashion it into like Darth Vader or something. So that way, Darth Vader will always be looking down upon us, protecting the Earth from danger. Alrighty. With that, time to move to our next novelty song. So, this song comes to us by the Bob Rivers. Bob Rivers is a rock and roll radio on-air personality and also a producer of novelty songs, the most famously for his Christmas novelty songs. So this guy knows what he's doing. So this song comes from his 2000 album of the same name, mind you, and is once again a parody of a classic Christmas song. Say, don't know what it is about Christmas novelty songs and them frequently being parodies of other Christmas songs. Yeah, it's a weird holiday how it just brings all this together. But anyways, I won't hold you back any longer. Everyone's favorite Utile recipe: chipmunks roasting on an open fire.
Chipmunks roasting on an open fire, hot sauce dripping from their toes. Yuletide squirrels fresh filleted by the choir, they poked hot skewers through their nose. Everybody knows some pepper and a garlic clove help to make them seasoned right. Tiny rats with a crisp golden coat will really hit the spot tonight. And now when Santa sees his train, there'll be some homemade chipmunk jerky for his sleigh. And every hungry child is gonna spy. And so I'm brushing on some honey glaze to keep them crisp and juicy too. Let's hope they get served many times, many ways. Tasty chipmunks, good food.
On that, Mr. Cole?
Yes, sir, Mr. Sevilla.
Would you mind handing me the barbecue sauce? I am starved.
Oh, no problem, Dave. And listen, you best be having two of them drumsticks because they're oh so tiny and ain't much meat upon them.
What about animal rights, Dave? Put a sock in it, Melvin. You know, for years people said you overrated hamsters were my meal ticket. Now I guess you could just say, you're my meal.
That's a good one, Dave. I always knew you was the funny one in the group.
Damn straight.
And so I'm offering some recipes. From chipmunk pie to chipmunk stew. I'm not really sad that it ended this way. Furry chipmunks, screw you.
Did you hear that, Melvin? Melvin? Melvin!
Why, I'm sorry, Dave. Did you want Melvin? There's plenty of Thagador left, though.
Doesn't a song like that just get you in the Christmas spirit? I know it gets me in the Christmas spirit. And on the hit list of PETA groups everywhere, but that's besides the point. So, it's time for another piece of novelty news, where I find articles from around the world to help show you just how silly the world can be. Now, originally, I was gonna try and keep it as like just Christmas related, and you know, and you would think, oh, Christmas time, you know, that can't be too hard. But I found this article. It was just too good to pass. You know, if I waited till next year, it just wouldn't work. You know, I wanted to talk about it. You know. Took me forever just to authorize it. I shouldn't say that. Authenticate it. Proper word. Just, you know, make sure this is real. Like, it's an actual story. Because I guess there have been rumors that it was an Onion article that they were using. However, that turned out to be a different article in which China published something by them saying that they had voted Kim Jong-un the sexiest man alive. But that's besides the point. Once again, man, just going off tangent here. So, this story comes to us from the wonderful world of North Korea, commonly known by the people there as Best Korea. So, what wonderful things have they got into? Well, according to their scientists, and archaeologists, they had discovered what they believed to be the lair of a unicorn written by a founder of an ancient Korean kingdom. Yeah. Congratulations. According for all you bronies out there, unicorns are real. Just ask North Korea. So, the Korguryo I probably botched that horribly, but there are a lot of words on here. I'm going to botch horribly. It was an ancient Korean kingdom that spanned the northern and central Korean peninsula. And it said that it was founded by King Tomaegoyeong. If anyone happens to be Korean listening, they could probably correct me about this. King Tomaegoyeong. And legend says that he rode a unicorn. Most people, they just ride their horse in the battle. No, he rode a unicorn. And so they claimed to found the place where unicorn was buried. It gets better. Now, for instance, you're probably wondering how exactly do they know it's a unicorn lair? Well, simple. They found a rectangle slab in front of the entrance that said unicorn lair. You know, seems legit. In other news, there happens to be a colony of leprechauns hiding in my house. I know this because I found a piece of paper taped to the garage door with black Sharpie written on it that said leprechaun colony. So yeah, so from this, the North Korean propaganda people are saying, oh, you know, this proves that this was the North Korean capital was the location of this ancient Korean kingdom's capital. And, you know, thus they have the rightful, like, Korea stuff. Oh, man. Like, this is like one of those, like, Zen moments. When people talk about what exactly do you think constitutes as novelty news? What's a good example of the kind of stuff you were looking for? This is an excellent example. and I honestly don't know what's worse. The fact that they expect people to believe this. And two, the fact that the people in North Korea probably do believe this. Because, you know, who needs scientific evidence when you can just put a gun to someone's head? just from hearing North Korean scientists, it's like your credibility just instantly goes down. It's whenever you need a laugh, as long as you don't mind being depressed half the time, just look up some of the stuff North Korea does. When it's not being a incredibly oppressive regime, run by a cult of personality dictatorship, they just go around being hilarious. I mean, this is the same country that has a museum with only one, with dedicated entirely to a basketball given to Kim Jong-il that was signed by Michael Jordan. I think it was Michael Jordan. It was some basketball person. An entire museum just for that. And you think the unicorn thing is weird. If not for the oppressive dictatorship, this would just be cute. Then it just kind of goes from hilarious to sad. So, moving on. Before we get to break, for those of you who are new and just got on, the rumors are indeed true. I have a Facebook page. Go search for it on YouTube for the Dr. Novella, Novella. So go there, like the page, you can comment about stuff, things you like, things you don't. If you find something funny you think I should talk about on there. Sometimes I post funny things I think would be good. And most importantly, at the end of each the the commercial. Yeah, English words, I can speak them. At the before each break, I ask a question, generally relating to the news article I was reading. So, during the commercial, you answer it, and if I like what you have to say, I'll read it out after the break. It's like being famous, but not. So what I want to know is, what mythical creatures do you know of that live in your area, in your house or forest or whatever, and how do you know they're there? And just repeat, you know, what magical, mystical creatures do you know of, like in your house or wherever you know exist, and how do you know they're there? And with that, we will be right back here to Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour Christmas Special here on radio.dominican.edu.
You're
Alrighty, welcome back to Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour Christmas Special. Here on radio.dominican.edu. So, we have a few responses to my question, where if you recall, I had asked what magical creatures do you know of in your house or wherever, and how do you know that they're there? So Garrett says that he knows that fish people, like from the stories of author H.P. Lovecraft, living at the bottom of the deepest seas where we can't see them, because, as he says, Atlantis had to have gone somewhere. These people probably adopted to their new area. Now, I suppose in some strange offshoot of science, that would make sense. But yeah, until you can show me a little water bobby thing floating in the water that says, don't look down, Atlantis is totally not down there. Yeah, your whole theory lacks a certain level of credibility. But once again, keep working. I like what you got here. And finally, from Nicole Miller, says there's a pack of fairies in her room. She found a box that says Pixie Hollow. See, this is what we're talking about, Garrett, with hard, credible scientific evidence. Get your act together, man. This is like twice now, where there's just an important part missing. Gotta get your game together. It's Christmas, man. You want Santa to be all like, oh, ho, ho. What's this? Garrett doesn't know his science. I'll just give him coal. Yay, coal. And then I realized, wait, then he can warm his house. I'll just give him explosive coal then. Yay, explosions. Anywho. With that. Ho, 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 explosions. Anyway, let's move on to our next song. So, this next cheerful piece of holiday wonderland comes to us from Jonathan Colton. So, if any of you haven't heard of Jonathan Colton yet, he's a artist who he's most well known for his music based off a geek and a video game culture. And this was a part of his yearly project called Thing a Week, where for an entire year in 2006, he wrote, recorded, and produced a new song once a week. And so this one came from the Thing a Week album 2, which fittingly enough is the Christmas one, or at least, you know, it has like the Christmas theme on the album. And yeah. So here it is, everyone's favorite winter wonderland, but with robots. Here it is, Cryon Beta Prime.
This year has been a little crazy for the Andersons. You may recall we had some trouble last year. The robot council had us banished to an asteroid that hasn't undermined our holiday cheer. And we know it's almost Christmas by the marks we make on the wall. That's our favorite time of year. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime, where we're working in a mine for our robot overlords. Did I say overlords? I meant protectors. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime. On every corner there's a giant metal Santa Claus who watches over us with glowing red eyes. They carry weapons and they know if you've been bad or good. Not everybody's good, but everyone tries. And the rocks outside the airlock exude ammonia-scented snow. It's
like a winter wonderland. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime, where we're working in a mine for our robot overlords. Did I say overlords? I meant protectors. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime. That's all the family news that we're allowed to talk about. We really hope you'll come and visit us soon. I mean, we're literally begging you to visit us and make it quick before they...
Message redacted.
Now it's time for Christmas dinner. I think the robot sent us a pie. You know I love my soil and green. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime, where we're working in a mine for our robot overlords. Did I say overlords? I meant protectors. Merry Christmas from Chiron Beta Prime.
Alrighty. Hope you guys enjoyed yet another example of Christmas cheer. Suppose you haven't noticed yet, there's a common theme to these songs. Mostly horribleness. But you know, cheerful, happy, fun horribleness, which is the best kind. So, with that, I'm going to move on to our last piece of novelty news. So, if you guys think about it, you know, for a lot of guys, you know, there's always this thing about, like, oh, you know, they'll like their tools and work or stuff. Or ladies like work with their garden. And so, you know, what better way to fit both of these needs than the wonderful world of Home Depot? Yeah, as a way of honoring their gloriness of wonderfulness. That's such a wonderful word. It's so wonderful, it has wonderfulness in it. So since October, they've been offering special, mugs, like coffee mugs, that were they were shaped like the words English, like the little the buckets, you know, little orange buckets that they have, you know, that's cute, you know, like a little bucket, a little handle and the thing on the side and yeah, however. If you happen to buy any of these, it'd be a good time to get rid of them. Because they've actually been recalled. Because, so according to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, the mug serves as a fire hazard. Meaning that the silver-colored simulated bucket handle can spark if the mug is put to a microwave oven. But, you know, the... No injuries so far have been reported, which is, of course, good. But still, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, like, you know, you think they'd consider this. I mean, I know I've been going on the wonderful world of science of proving unicorns and Landis and stuff, but, you know, if silver is proven to get put in a microwave and possibly catch on fire, you know... You know, what's so bad about just, you know, maybe putting something not silver? Like maybe look like there's stuff that look like silver you could put on. Make it look, you know, just regular metal or whatever. I don't know what doesn't burst. I'm not a scientist. Let me alone, it's Chris. Anyways. Anywho. So we're gonna have a really, really quick break here. And, you know, at this point, you know, of course, you know, the Facebook page, Dr. Novello, like it, questions, all that kind of stuff. You know, I could talk about the bucket, but it is the end of the year and all this kind of, this has been my first year of doing this show, hopefully one of many years, you know, or at least until I graduate, you know. But I want to know, would you personally feel was your favorite moment of Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour? And so, with that, we'll be right back with a quick break from Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour. Christmas special here on radio.dominican.edu.
Because good music can be so hard to find.
So hard to find.
I'll take your hand and hold it closer to mine.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour, Christmas Special. So, we have two responses to my earlier posed question of what was your favorite moment or just thing from Dr. Novella's Novelty Hour this year. And so, we have Eric, who it was my candid interview with Howard Stern. Yeah, the you might have to refresh me my memory right there. The was that when I stole the TARDIS? Or was that when I was sucked to the interdimensional wormhole, where we teamed up to fight Bad Santa with Axe Cop? You know, my memory can be a little bad sometimes. You of all people would know. And finally, the Garrett, who has been in this show right now, was his favorite. The second being the Halloween episode. And he was supplied us with English. you have supplied with wonderful music and oftentimes hilarious news. Oh, and TARDIS, yes. That was a wonderful little trip. Yeah. Luckily, the doctor's quite forgiving. I'm really glad, you guys have enjoyed this. You know, this has been a very, this has been a wonderful experience for me. You know, the learning about how to do all the radio stuff, and you know, just a chance to be myself and do what I love doing. You know, making people laugh. Well, that and helping people, but you know, I can just put on my scout uniform if I wanted to. Or not, I can just go around and look for people if I wanted to do that. Yeah, you don't need a radio show for that. So, the end of the hour is upon us. You know, it's been a wonderful experience. I hope you guys have enjoyed yourself, and I hope all of you have a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a Happy Kwanzaa, a wonderful Winter Solstice, and a Festivus for the rest of us. And good night, everyone.
All humanity, no more time for last minute shopping. It's time to face your final destiny. It's Christmas at Ground Zero. There's panic in the crowd. We can dodge debris while we trim the tree underneath a mushroom cloud.
Only a few hours away now. I'm sure you're all looking forward to it as much as we are.
You might hear some reindeer on your rooftop, or Jack Frost on your windowsill. But if someone's climbing down your chimney, you better load your gun and shoot to kill. Oh, it's Christmas at Ground Zero, and if the radiation level's okay, I'll go out with you and see all the new mutations on New Year's Day. It's Christmas at Ground Zero, just seconds left to go. I'll duck and cover with my Yuletide lover underneath the mistletoe. It's Christmas at Ground Zero, now the mistletoe's all
Talking to myself in public and dodging glances on the train. And I know they've all been talking about me. I can hear them whisper, and it makes me think there must be something wrong with me. Out of all the hours thinking, somehow lost my mind. But I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little impaired. I know right now you don't care, but soon enough you're gonna think of me.